Blog Talk Radio.
Donny Hathaway, this is going to be a special Christmas. God bless you. I ask that you sit back and relax now. This is our disclaimer. The music that you hear belongs to the artist, and we are here to promote those sounds and to glorify God, as well as to bring in that special holiday that's celebrated all over the nation. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and happy holidays to you. And let us listen to the whispers. Amen.
Of happy little children waiting for sunlight, a stocking full of candy and a big surprise. Look at the happiness in their eyes, glad. People caroling into the night, where the snow is falling, their sleigh bell rides tonight. We'll snuggle through a nice warm fire. I'm glad it's Christmas, but before this day gets underway, think of how much love Happy holiday to you. And for this holiday season celebration, let's lift our hands to the Holy Nation to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Happy birthday to Happy holiday to you. Hope is the strength we need. Love is to share with everyone. Peace is to be with everyone. Hey.
Holidays to you. You know what impressed me about the song that the Whispers just sang? That they said, Happy Birthday, Jesus. And I thought that was so cool because we don't know the day or the hour of his birth, but truly we are so blessed just to commemorate that birth, that we are just in awe, that God loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on Calvary for us. God bless you. Put a smile on your face. Let's enjoy just this holiday season that's spread all over this United States and the world. This is our special time of year. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, and let's listen to The Temptations. Amen.
Oh,
Temptation says, "Solid night, oh holy night." What a beautiful occasion. Yes, we love the Lord. And I would encourage you during this holiday time to just enjoy those festive activities with family and friends. Just like myself this evening, I'm putting up some shimmers and all the little sparkly and lights just to light up my house for the holiday and commemorate that I believe for me that this is my celebration when Jesus was born. I don't know the day or the hour, but I am glad for his birth. So this is my special time of year as well as those other holidays that I would encourage you that whatever you do to give love on Christmas and to show love each and every day. Matter of fact, go out and buy some of these CDs that I'm playing, because the music belongs to the artist. We're just promoting the sounds just to enjoy the worship as well as enjoy those beautiful songs that the artist made and to encourage you to buy those CDs. You know, I remember when I was growing up that my mom would always play so many different selections of artists. That's where I get my range from, that we would do Christian gospel to contemporary, to Motown. The list just went on, that we just enjoyed just hearing beautiful, beautiful music. And this is a classic, and I wanted to see if you know who it is. Let's listen to this classic Christmas song. And God bless you and enjoy. Amen.
Thank you.
artist is? It is the Jackson 5, Give Love on Christmas Day. Yes, my goddaughter, she came over this evening, and she said, all you do is work, work, work. And she wanted me to just to decorate, to get in the spirit of Christmas, because she knows that I'm the type of person that I just like bright and just beautiful things. So I told her, I said, okay. I said, you could put up the streamers, just put some colors, red and green, put up the cards and everything. And then we played music. And, you know, I felt all right. I said, you know what, I'm going to take a break right now from work. I think I'm going to have that hot chocolate, and I'm just going to enjoy the holidays that's approaching all over the world. God bless you, and remember, the reason for the occasion is the birth of Christ. We don't know the day or the hour, but we want to commemorate that it was such a beautiful, beautiful, special night where God was born, and we just love him. Whatever day it was, week, hour, month, just remember that it is the birth of Christ and that it is family and friends, that we have a chance for eternal life, that because of that sacred birth on that solid night, that we were able to live over 2,000 years or more, and here we are today with a blueprint for living the Bible, because he sacrificed his life for us. Let us listen to Mahalia Jackson right now, and God bless you. Amen. And this is Silent Night. Amen.
Oh.
the Savior is born.
Beautiful song. So many artists can sing the song differently and have their own take on the music, but the message is so profound. Silent Night. Because you know you heard the Temptations earlier, their version, and now you hear Mahalia Jackson. It is so beautiful when you can experience the beautiful sounds of Zion and just in enjoy it. Let us listen to another song at this time. I like this because it was truly different, and this is by Fantasia and her Christmas album, so I would encourage you as well to get that CD, and let us sit back and praise God and enjoy. Amen.
Not heard there was a secret chord, the baby played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, the major lift, the bass.
Appreciated about that particular song is that she was talking about how sometimes people can suffer at the hands of others. And when you go through all these things in life, you still got to hold your head up and say hallelujah, regardless what it looks like, it seems like, regardless how disrespectful people can be. You have to see the good in everything for your life, that God died for you, and that you can say hallelujah. You know, remember those good times with family and friends Remember even those days when you was younger and you would just enjoy being in the home with your parents, especially at grandma's house, you know, where you could just sit back and you can just enjoy being in fellowship together with one another. You know, this is a song that I really like about John Legend. I know I play it a lot, but it is so important that you don't forget your roots of where you came from and what family meant to you, especially during this holiday season. So God bless you, and let us listen to John Legend. Amen.
And so much has changed. I wanna go back. Wanna go back to the simple days. I wanna go back. Now we've grown and gone our separate ways. We can remain the same. All I'm trying to say is our love don't have to change. No, it don't have to change. Oh, do you remember back at Granny's house on Christmas Day?
Because others have changed towards us, that truly that we can enjoy being in the midst of all of those good memories and thinking about the good times at mother and grandmother's house and smelling all those good foods and remembering the holidays with family and friends. Don't you let nobody change your character, change who you are as a human being, and just change your reflection of life, that you have a right to the tree of life. You have a right to love God with all your heart and be the best that you can be. Enjoy your holiday. Put out those hot chocolates and get your food out and make some cookies and just invite the grandkids over and different ones to come in and have apple cider and just enjoy the festive activity. Because truly it is a beauty when we can all just come together and to break bread. You know, I was listening even to my neighbors. They were hoping that it would snow, that we would have white Christmas. So I'm going to play this, and hopefully it has the right lyrics. So I haven't listened to it yet, so Let's listen to the Drifters and White Christmas. Uh-oh, I can't say it. I hope it's okay. But God bless you. Let us enjoy together and just enjoy these holidays. Amen. United States, that we are going to have white snow that's coming our way, that we're going to have our Christmas weather. It is going to snow here on Thursday and Friday and the weekend. So many times kids love the snow so they could go out on their sled, they could roll down the hill, especially play in my yard. I don't understand. Everybody have their own hill, but for some reason, children flock around my hill, roll down the hill, play around my car. It's just a drawing of kids. And even those neighbors that's across the path, down the road, if they walk past my door for some reason, they just got to sit on that hill and enjoy it. Well, God bless you again. And I want to hear another one of those old favorites. Like I said, some of it I just hope I'm holding on by my seat here, because I like to play inspirational music and great music, because I like things that can uplift, edify, and encourage all of us to put a smile on our face. We've been through so much, you know, being shut up in the house, having COVID. We just got out a little this summer. Some of us was able to take vacation. The flu is coming back. There's COVID again. But we know God is able, that he is able to do anything but fail, because we are still in the land of the living. So God bless you. As I told you, I've been playing different versions of the same songs. I'm trying to hear the difference in the melody, and I really love it. So let's listen to Al Green now as he sings his song, O Holy Night. Amen. time of year that so many come out and do their own versions to the different songs. It is so beautiful, and that I just try to play uplifted music, especially all through the year, and especially during this time of the holiday season. So let us listen to another one of my favorites that my mom she played so many selections of music. Oh, my God. I mean, we would just, you could do it anywhere from Baptist, Apostolic, Contemporary, Pentecostal. I mean, we had a wide range. And this is one of her favorite artists. God bless you. And remember, put that smile on your face. Get that hot chocolate. Bake those cookies. Call friends over. Have your apple cider. And just enjoy. My goddaughter, like I said, came over and she's putting up streamers for me because she know I'm like a bird. I like things that's shiny. And she's trying to put a little smile on my face. She said, come on, you work so hard. And I thought about it. I said, yes. I said, but I thank God that I live to be in another holiday season. And as the old people would say, Lord's willing, I'll be here Christmas and New Year. So God bless you again. Enjoy your holiday with family and friends. You are special. You are God's beloved. And truly, we are so blessed that he came in the land of the living. Let us listen to Nat King Cole, Mama's favorite. Amen.
Shepherds in fields as they lay.
of
Mom used to love anything by Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, you name it. She just loved those beautiful songs. And for me, I was a person that I just loved the Motown sound, that I just loved how the different sounds and the beats, it was so beautiful. And God bless you again. As I say, we're just sitting back, we're just relaxing. And I'm holding on to the edge of my seat because I didn't get a chance to listen to some of those selections and requests. So I like to screen the music before I play it. But however, we're going to go with it. So if I cut it off suddenly, you know why. God bless you again. And let's listen to another one of those favorite groups of mine, because I really love the harmony with this group. And hopefully that is okay. God bless you. And happy holidays to you and your family. Come on, drink that hot chocolate and put some marshmallows in it. Amen. You try to see the good in things. I love it where that we know the difference, at least for us who are saved and love the Lord. We don't know the day of hour when Christ was born, but we celebrate him each and every day, his birth, death, and resurrection. I would encourage you to get to know the Lord, to get saved, and feel the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know that when man get hung up on every other thing but the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, put a smile on your face, because we don't worship Santa Claus or a reindeer with a red nose. We're not looking for those Christmas, as they say, gift giving as well as giving love and gifts to those that we love. So we know the difference. Don't deal in condemnations or things that will tear others down or tear yourself down. Remember, the reason for the season is the birth of Christ. The reason for the season that he came in this world as a God, as a human being, and that he walked among us, his death, burial, and resurrection. It is so important that our Savior was born. So thank you so much, and just continue to fellowship, and let us just continue to enjoy it. We just want to just remember those different songs that can put a smile on our face and just have a good time as we abase ourselves in the Lord. I hope that the mothers out there are getting the turkey and ham together, as well as fixing those. I like pumpkin pie. I'm not a sweet potato person, but I love things like that. I always try to cook a big meal during a holiday time. I fix my collard greens with my turkey necks. I have cabbages and ham hocks. I have stuffing with giblets in it. I also have my sauerkraut and pigtails. For those of you who south like me, I have my rice with my mushroom gravies, my glazed ham with pineapple, my turkey with the stuffing, with an order of short ribs, and then I have my sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie. I buy apple pie, you know. I don't cook all of that. And then I have my dessert, my sugar cookies, as well as go get my apple fruit cake. So I love to cook, and I usually cook my food from scratch. So I was like, everybody want to know I'm a cook. I even have neighbors, and they are German, and they know that I love sauerkraut and pigtails. And he knocked on my door, "Did you cook for sauerkraut this year?" And they say I cook enough for at least 20 people or more, even a neighbor. Remember I told you, when I had my church, glory be to God, I fed 250 people off of a large turkey, and God multiplied it so everybody could get a nice portion of meat, and God showed me that he was able to do it by miracle signs and wonders. Yes, God can do anything but fail. Remember now, buy those extra baskets for those persons who would like this Christmas meal. Also, give food at the food bank. Give your money to the American Red Cross, the Mercy Ship. Go to the shelters and drop off those coats or clothes maybe you're not wearing. The Salvation Army as well, all through the world. Give somebody a hope and hug. And, of course, they little children. So you might want to buy them a little gift. Let them know the reason for the season, though, is the birth of Christ. We don't know the day or the hour, but we are just going to show love extra during that holiday time. Here's another one of my favorite by my group, The Temptation. Amen. Happy holidays. Amen. Come on, put that smile on your face. About the Temptation, they can sing anything and put a spin to it. Yes, they can. God bless you again, and happy holidays to you. As an update, I just want to tell you that we have Reverend Ray Lucas with us every Sunday morning at 8:30. None other than Reverend Ray Lucas. He remind me of that bass singer in the Temptation, that he has a very deep voice, and he took with me. He's so dramatic. You will enjoy him as he expounds on the Word of God. That is on the third Sunday, Reverend Ray Lucas at 8:30 on this same radio dial. Also, we will have another one of our great speakers, Minister Michael Gray. I'll say it again. Minister Michael Gray, he comes on the second Sunday, and truly we are so blessed to have him. He's a young man in the Lord. I call him my son, and truly we are blessed to have him as well. We have a surprise. My godfather said he will come back this Thursday. Remember, I told you that he has a wisdom gift. And he can take us not only to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but take us behind the veil of the Word to understand those spiritual truths. So, yes, we will have him on Thursday at the same time, which, as I said before, is from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., Monday through Fridays. I want you to turn in, because our God can do anything but fail. We are so blessed to have Apostle Alexander Lockamy with us on Thursday. That is my godfather. He's coming out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. I'll say it again, because truly, it is some preachers down in Virginia and North Carolina. Of course, all over the world. I can't forget my son in Pakistan, because he just believed that God is going to use him to be this great speaker for his nation, and I'm in agreement with him as well. So as always, remember, Monday through Fridays from 7 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., that we are going to enjoy fellowship and worship. We have some great speakers, as well as my dad, on Thursday. Don't forget, Sunday morning, you can hear us expound the Word of God. I have a special message this Sunday morning. I want you to tune in from 9 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock. That God has placed something in my heart to say to you all over the world. If God can't do it, it just can't be done. So we are trusting God that he will expound it to us. God bless you again. And remember to tune in always as you listen to us at the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. If you would like to get in touch with us, our email is F like five, F like fold, M like Mary, W like worldwide, dot inc, I-N-C, at Verizon.net. Yes, it is. FFMW.inc@Verizon.net. And stay tuned, because all this week we are going to play some more different types of holiday music. We were just getting into our season of love. And I want to say to you, remember now that we love the Lord and we love you. That you don't have to change just because that we are in different cities, different nations, different countries, that we still can give love on Christmas, give love each and every day, especially on these holidays. Let us listen to Let Us See as we close out. God bless you, and drink that hot chocolate. Amen.
Time to be